I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, October 20th, 2014, to order. And I'd like to invite Sue Clayton to offer an opening prayer. Sue?
Again, Father, how thankful we are for this day. Lord, we invite your presence into this place. We ask, Father, your blessings upon this meeting today. We ask, Father, that you would guide our county, Lord. And Father, that you would help us to be a lighthouse, not only to our community, but to our world. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sue. Accounts payable. I have two issues. First, on check number 341621, I would like to ask us to hold that. Brad's going to come in and explain a couple of issues on that particular check. Second, Rick, if you and Melanie could join us for a moment. We have a series of expenditures that are within accounts payable. Following accounts payable this morning, we have payroll. If, in fact, the County Commission approves accounts payable as laid out in front of us, and we approve payroll, the assessment fund will be over budget.
I believe that's correct. Well, not just over budget. I don't think they'll be over budget.
Not over budget.
Yes.
But we would not have the money sufficient within the fund pay the bills, which we can't do. Not supposed to do. There is one that's listed under human resources, which is Cox Health Plans, which is a monthly bill to the assessor's office of $5,331. My suggestion, and I spoke with Rick and asked if he would grab Melanie, is that for this pay period, if we pay that from general county revenue and then double up on this payment of $5,331 next month into the assessment fund, we'll be all square on paper. The bill will have been paid, and we will be under the amount that we have available to make payments to both accounts payable and payroll. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, what do we need to do to make that occur?
If you would make a note on there that we need to make that change, we'll take that to Dawn. She'll make that change. We'll get it in the correct fund. We may have to write another check, but I don't think so. I think we'll do a transfer showing that and document why we made the transfer.
Okay. Should we hold accounts payable until you all can do that, and then we'll put it back in front of us with that notation? That's a simple matter for us to do.
If I can go have Don do that beforehand if you want to. It won't take, I don't think it'll take probably very long. If that's pleases you, we can do that.
That would be the paperwork would be correct then, right, is what we're saying.
So in other words, you're going to put down the journal entry that's necessary to make this happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and have her do that. That's what you need to do.
If you would record it on that page, then. Thank you, Mark.
With those two issues at hand, is it appropriate to put accounts payable till a later date, make a motion to, or do we even have to make a motion, just
since they're all scheduled at the same time, I think we can just come back to it.
Yeah.
And we can move now to approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Was part of that not part of the payroll?
No.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. I show court orders.
I've got your, the first section is personal property add-ons for 2014. Those have already been done in the book. We just need the commission to approve those.
I would like to label this as Exhibit A with today's date. Again, this is after corrections have been made. These are the new personal property, basically tax statements, correct?
Motion for approval of Exhibit A with today's date.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit A with today's date. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay.
Aye, sorry.
Motion carries.
And then we have three sheets next. The first one is real estate erroneous assessment. The second is real estate occupancy. And then the third sheet is real estate fourth year sale.
On the first one, which is listed as 201-50765, the note is it was ordered by the Taney County Board of Equalization for 2014.
Actually, that should be 2013. You all voted. You're straight. Yes, we did. You all voted to lower the value of some vacant lots in Marywood, Rockaway Beach. And, sorry, Ron, I'm trying to get my year straight.
It's an abatement for 2013 tax year.
Okay. So you voted, in 14 to lower the value on these lots that were overvalued in 14. He had not paid his 2013 taxes on those lots. So this is addressing those 2013s, which you couldn't do in the BOE. Making clear?
Right. Board of Equalization lowered the value in 2014 to X amount.
Correct.
But they did not vote on 2013.
Correct.
You're suggesting that we go back and pick up a lowering for 2013.
Making 13 the same as 14. Correct.
Had this been appealed in 2013?
Nope.
No? I go ahead and make that Exhibit B with today's date?
Is that just that one abatement or the entire sheet?
For the entire sheet.
know we lowered it in BOE of 14, but we lowered it for...
For 14.
For 14.
Did not pay for 2013 taxes on.
Was it a request at that time, or...?
No, he did not. He did not request it in 13. He did not pay the BOE in 13. Any value, they were high enough that his thought was just let them go back for tax. If you all had not given him the favorable in 14 and then goes to 13, the value is so high that if you look. Tenth of what it was originally, they were originally valued. You approved in 14. And I don't remember the conversation exactly, but if I am right, his thought is if they're not lower, you can go back for taxes. He's paid the value over the years. I'm not sure how many years hadn't noticed it.
This is a recommendation from the assessor's office, correct?
I believe it's the right thing to do, yes, sir.
Okay. All the others, I just had a question about that one. It says errors in calculation.
There's one other one, which is 100% disabled POW, the second one.
Yes, I see that.
And that's, I think, cut and dried that when somebody's 100% disabled and a POW, I think there's three in the county that exempts them from property taxes. The rest of them are from Tenecomo Terrace, excuse me, in Hollister. I had... two individuals from that own property that have come to me and brought to my attention that all those properties are the same square feet and should be the same value. Most of them are minor amounts of valuation, and I tried to sell him on, let me fix it for 15. He felt like it was it correct. An error and it should be addressed now, so that's why they're before you.
Well, as I'm perusing down through these, I see that some are lowered, some are raised. When we raise properties, are we not required to send them a notice of increase of their valuation?
Correct, and we did that. Got a call from one individual.
Are they entitled, once we send out a notice of increase, to have a meeting with?
They can appeal to this. My understanding, Ron, they can appeal to the State Tax Commission. It's way too late for DOE, as you know. But if they receive an increase after the DOE process, they can appeal to the State Tax Commission. And on the bottom of the form, that on the increase form that we send them, it states that.
Just for those that are out there thinking that there might be some great increase for someone, what I'm really looking at are minuscule amounts, but there are small increases, so I don't want to mislead anyone. This is not a huge amount of money.
Some of them are like $700 in assessed valuation, then you divide that by 100, which is 7, multiply that by your levy, which could be $21 maybe.
There's one here for 10 bucks.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's $10 of valuation.
Evaluation.
Yeah, which that results in
pennies.
Basically zero pennies.
Yeah.
So I apologize for bringing them to you. I tried to convince him that it could wait 10 years, but it was not successful.
Gentlemen, this is listed as Exhibit B with today's date.
You might have already said this. Error in calculation. How did that? How did you find the error in calculation?
The two gentlemen brought me. They had actually printed off the list off of Beacon that showed all the properties and showed me that they're that same square feet. They should be the same value. In other words, the property owner brought it to my attention.
I'm assuming they were fighting for one to be lowered and you instead raised it?
I'm sorry?
I said I'm assuming they wanted theirs to be lowered but you in turn raised it?
No, they didn't seem to have any issue with the lowering and the raising. I can't remember how it went, but I think there was only one that went one way and the rest of them went the other way. And they just wanted it to be correct.
Yeah, one's going down, looks like, this one right here, was 14020, is going to 13310. And then most of them are going from 12690 to 13310, or 12480 to 13310.
Not understanding. Not as us as a commission, but the confusion about receiving a tax increase after a time frame has went by, no recourse to appeal other than going to the state tax commission, because a lot of people feel like that's a burdensome deal where they actually, the tax commission comes to Taney County, but that's not a presumption by the taxpayer. They seem to, I mean, as we said in BOE, they seem to think that's a an added responsibility to them.
Your next one is occupancy, which is the same issue. Those are going to be increased, and they won't have an ability to appeal to the BOE. They'll have to go to the state tax commission as well.
That's a little different because they moved in. It's an occupancy, correct?
Yeah. I'm just letting you know we have a similar situation where the taxpayer would not have an opportunity to appeal.
But they should know that they can appeal, seems how they're moving in.
Again, it's on the form. It's on the...
Right. So I guess in my opinion, it's not the same. Because this right here is a bunch of condos on Exhibit B.
These are condos, correct?
Essentially, what looks like what you did is lowered one, raised everybody else's up two, and just kind of made a comma one throughout. Is that correct?
Correct.
In my opinion, again, I'm not the assessor, some have Lakeview and some don't, so could the value of one being higher due to the fact it has a lake view?
Yes.
Thank you. And again, it's minimal, but still, it's got a higher value.
Good point. There's, forget the number of properties, Brandon. This isn't all the properties. This is maybe fourth or a fifth of the properties, the total properties there, and all the rest of them were on at the same value.
Okay.
In the units, then the total units, you mean they were all on the same value?
All the rest of them were
in the same buildings, what I mean.
Yeah, there's actually
it's
six buildings, I think, something like that.
It's Taney Como Terrace down Railroad
Avenue. I know where it's at, and the reason I know that's because there was conversation about this in prior BOE.
Was it? Okay.
Not this last year, but prior years. thing that I don't like about this is it seems to shift the burden of the tax increase to the county commission, because it won't happen unless we approve it.
Gentlemen, is there a motion to approve Exhibit B dated October 20, 2014, based on the recommendation of the county assessor?
I would do specific ones. The gentleman, the POW, disabled POW, abatement number 2015076. Move to approve abatement number 2015076 as presented on Exhibit B with today's date.
Is that two or one?
One.
The one. Motion for approval. I'll second it.
Motion is made and seconded to approve real estate abatement number as listed, 2015076, found on Exhibit B, dated October 20th, 2014. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 In the discussion that we had in BOE on this, excuse me for not knowing whether it was this last time or the years prior, there was a discussion about interior rooms versus actually plans.
Footprints?
Footprints presented to the county BOE in discussion of the value. And that's one of the problems that I have.
If I could, Ron.
Yes, sir.
To that issue, remember that, as you've noted already, that these are minor deals, minor dollars. And Brandon brought up the point, it's a good point, that those that have a late view would surely bring a fair amount of higher dollars when they're sold. So it's kind of two issues, I guess, is what I'm saying. These are minor things, and the other issue is something that I do need to look at. We run into the same thing at the convention center, Manson Landing. You got condos that have views where they're looking and it changes the value. I don't think this project has been looked at in that respect. They've just been all done the same value or nearly the same. And it's an issue worth looking at, I think.
I would have the same concerns that Dan and Brandon do. If this was a difference of $40 or $100 in taxes to someone, we might be talking 40 cents.
So am I hearing right that you want a withdrawal?
No, I'm just saying that there's two issues here. One is what these folks want, it everything the same and right, and the other issue is certain buildings should possibly be looked at as higher value because they've got a light view.
See, this is one of those instances where there's more paperwork than there is issue of the amount of taxes raised.
I agree 100%.
So
but we're already there. We've already been through it.
Well, the other issue is it's not a reassessment year either.
Next year is all right.
Correct. The argument to that is it's not reassessment, it's correcting an error. It's the way that it's looked at.
I guess my point would be, I don't know if there's an error or not with what Danny said as far as you know, footprints, floor plans, I don't know. So, and I can't imagine anybody calling saying, hey, we want our taxes raised. We've never had anybody come to BOE the 2 years I've done it and said, I think we had one inadvertently give us evidence that his house was worth more than what he was paying.
I could throw one other word in as you all are considering that. The first one, and the gentleman may be bluffing, so to speak, but if that one is not addressed, if you deny it, there is the possibility that it will go to the tax sale. And
does the first one have a building on it, or is it just a lot?
Vacant lot.
So, guys, I agree with Chuck. This particular lot was drastically overassessed, which is why that it was a mistake, which is why we approved the value for 2014. My opinion is we need to address that number 765 and establish 2013 with what BOE established for 2014.
I have no problem with that, Ron.
Would you make a motion to approve 201-50765?
So moved.
With second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve abatement number 201-50765 on Exhibit B, dated October 20th, 2014. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, one last time, is there any others on this list that you're willing to make a motion to approve? If not, we're going to move on to Exhibit C.
Brendan, do you have any recommendations on that? Or do you want to move on?
Let's just move on. Unless you got something.
The next is listed real estate occupancy, and I have labeled that as Exhibit C with today's date.
Motion for approval of Exhibit C with today's date.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit C, dated October 20th, 2014. As recommended by the assessor. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Next is real estate fourth year sales. I've labeled as Exhibit D, dated October 20th, 2014. Chuck, if I'm not mistaken, these are all fourth-year tax sales that were sold over the counter by the collector, correct?
I understand. Yes, sir.
Motion for approval of Exhibit D with today's date.
Properties be added back onto the book? Oh, I'm assuming, Brandon, to answer that, what we're looking at is these sales took place, these are from
13, 12, 11, so it's to clear the books.
They're properties that went all the way back to 09 through 14, correct, or 13. So my assumption is when all of this has been move to zero, then Chuck, you put them back on the book and whatever the assessed value is that your office determines, right?
Correct.
Yeah. This doesn't actually affect his book at all. Only the collector's book.
This is just kind of clearing up.
These are brought to you by way of the collector.
So this is the amount they pay taxes on.
Right.
As opposed to what they're assessed at. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Was there a motion for that?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit D, dated October 20th, 2014. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you both. Gentlemen, I'd like to take us back to accounts payable. We have a journal entry added. I haven't added on that one yet. I've recommended that we hold check number 341621 for clarification, only because there's two contradictory figures on it, and I'm sure that'll be answered. And there is a journal entry which will take care of the assessor's fund and will allow us to have enough money to pay bills today.
Move to approve checks numbers 341560 through 341620, 341622 through 341631, warrants number 6087 and 6088, one journal entry for the amount of $5,331.01 from budget number 355-60-004 to 105-60-004. Note that we left out check number 341621.
Second. And we'll make note that we're holding 341621. Did you add that in your motion? I just missed it.
I made the motion.
Okay. I second the motion.
Motion's made and seconded to approve checks numbers 341560 through 341620, 341622 through 341631, warrant 6087, 6088, journal entry in the amount of $5,331, which is moving it from 355-60004 to 105-60004, not approving check number 341621, which is being held. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you. Bid recommendation for backhoe rear axle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. This is in reference to bid number 201409-281 for backhoe rear axle. This request was made to the purchasing department from Mr. Hayes with Road and Bridge, responding to a need that they had to purchase a piece of equipment that their due diligence efforts resulted in cost estimates exceeding the bid limit, assessing the fact that having this equipment idle while we proceeded through a minimum bid process, we determined that it would serve the best interest of the county and save the taxpayers more money by putting this item out for bid. And so we did so expeditiously, as quickly as possible. We sent the bid out to all particular vendors that had this particular part available. Bids were released on October the 1st, closed on the 14th, and opened on the 15th. Last Wednesday, we received two responses, one from Murphy Tractor in Springfield, Missouri, and the other from Broken Tractor, LLC. I think they have a local office in Springfield, but the headquarters is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where we received their response from. And before I turn this over to Mr. Hayes to give the exact details of those two responses and his recommendation, I just want to recognize Tom Trotter for the effort that he puts forth on a daily basis, chasing vendors around harder than I do to get the best prices and save the county huge amounts of money and tax dollars by doing so and working with me, and I appreciate his efforts. Mr. Hayes.
This particular machine is basically one that David Stoddard uses, coming as a backup in the transfer station. We developed a noise in the rear axle. Had our mechanics check it out, and by experience dealing with different machines in the past, we found it's cheaper to replace the complete rear axle with a reman than it is to buy each of the internal components of this particular item. And we've had to do this in the past, so, but the cost, it exceeded our bid limit. That's the reason we're bidding it. And two vendors, Murphy Tractor, of course, would have the component, and also the Broken Tractor has that particular component, and that's what we put out per spec and part number. This particular item does have a core cost, and that's basically comes down to the difference in the cost was the amount Broken Tractor would give us on the core returning the bad rear axle compared to Murphy Tractor. The Murphy Tractor cost ended up at $88,589.21, and Broken Tractor's cost Broken Tractor's cost was $7,322.79. I would recommend we Broken Tractor as a cheaper cost.
Do we have to deliver to either one of them, or is one of them pick up, or?
That is delivered to us. Murphy would bring it to us, and also that they have their shipping costs with Broken Tractor delivered.
This is final cost.
Included.
They both have 6-month warranties, comparable warranties.
Is one new and one refurbished, or they both refurbished?
They're both remanned.
Both remanned.
Identical.
That's how we bid it.
Is Gentlemen, we have a recommendation to award this bid to Broken Tractor from R&B. Discussion?
Motion to do so. Award bid Broken Tractor.
Do you have this? You want this number down there, number 201-409-281.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to award the bid to Broken Tractor, LLC, which is bid number 201-409-281. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll notify the vendors.
Folks, we could stay in recess for just 5 minutes.